Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
A lot to get to right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Getting your lineup set. It is week 9. Let's talk about Monday night first. Mark Andrews doubtful. Gus Edwards doubtful. Where are you ranking Isaiah Likely?
He will be a top 5 tight end, likely. Inside my top 5, definitely, really, amongst the guys who are playing on Sunday, because Dallas Goedert only did, I would say Travis Kelce is the only guy I'm 100% certain I want to start over Isaiah Likely.
Okay, so Gerald Everett and Evan Ingram.
He is right in that group. Like, I had him and Everett and even, like, Foster Moreau, Tyler Higbee, all those guys are right in that 10 to 11-point range. I think Likely has 20-point upside. I mean, who's going to be the number one option in the passing game if it's not him?
How about Kenyon Drake in that same game with Gus Edwards? Gus Edwards doubtful. And people, don't forget about Justice Hill. You might be able to get something out of him. But what do you think about Drake?
Not as optimistic as I am about Isaiah Likely. A low-end number two running back. I would rather start him than guys like Michael Carter, David Montgomery, Brian Robinson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Devin Singletary, that group of low-end number two running back. But he's still behind Jamal Williams. He's still behind Antonio Gibson, Raheem Mostert.
What about DeAndre Swift, who's going to be limited today?
Also a low-end number two running back. I have Swift and Drake projected for almost the exact same thing. Drake obviously has a much higher floor. I think Swift has a higher ceiling, though, and so I might just make the decision based on that, but right in the exact same range as Drake.
All right, Cordarrelle Patterson is coming back to face one of the worst run defenses in football. We don't know what the workload will be today. Did Cordarrelle Patterson get ahead of the Drake-Swift group, or is he behind?
He is one step behind those guys. I would imagine I will be the low guy on Cordarrelle Patterson. There was something weird. They threw the ball to him 5 times in the season opener. He did not see more than 1 target per game after that. So I do think while he seems like a running back who should be better in PPR than non, because of how little they throw the ball, I think he's actually probably better in non.
They just don't throw to running back. I mean, I think Algier had 3 catches last week, but he so rarely did have catches. Okay, James Robinson is questionable. That kind of popped up sort of out of nowhere. If he were to miss the game, how much would you upgrade Michael Carter against the Bills?
And Carter is, like, every running back you are asking me about is within, like, 5 spots in the rankings, and Carter is right in that same group with James Robinson. But you couldn't get too excited without James Robinson. It's not like 20 touches against this Bills defense guarantees you a good fantasy day. I would move Michael Carter ahead of Kenyon Drake if James Robinson was out. He is behind Kenyon Drake with James Robinson.
I'm not looking forward to answering these running back questions later today on YouTube. It's gonna be a guessing game for a lot of it. But, yeah, I mean, at least you have a guy like Mostert or Jamal Williams, guys where we feel more certain about the workload and we don't have bad matchups or anything. You can feel more comfortable with them. But there are a lot. Like, Singletary is interesting. I know he wasn't originally part of this segment, but how do you feel about Singletary? Because he's a clear starter. He's not dealing with injury or anything like that. He doesn't have a bad matchup. He's facing the Jets. But obviously he's a little bit tough to trust.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that the Jets are a good matchup. And the Nyheim Hines factor certainly is tough to complicate things. And somehow the guy who is the clear early downs back is never good when the team blows people out, which doesn't make any sense either. Right. So I am pretty skeptical of Singletary. I actually have him behind everyone we've talked about so far.
Okay. All right. James Conner. We got to talk about James Conner. He's expected to play against Seattle.
Another one that feels very risky. Currently, I have it Connor, then Drake, then Carter, then Patterson.
Okay, Darren Waller is expected to miss this week's game. Foster Moreau ended up where in your rankings?
He is currently at tight end 8. He is my second favorite replacement for option for Mark Andrews behind Isaiah Likely.
You like him better than Ingram?
Is Ingram available in less than 60%?
I don't know. I don't think he is now, but he was. But who do you like better?
Ingram. I have a time machine.
Ingram or Morrow.
I will slightly lean Ingram.
Okay. Deion Jackson, is he ahead of most of the running backs we've talked about?
He is right in the thick of that mess. Actually, towards the back. He is behind Cordarrelle Patterson. So Drake, then Carter, then Patterson, then Deion Jackson.
Wow, Carter over Deion Jackson. Is that with Robinson playing?
That is with Robinson playing.
Okay. Damian Harris is likely out, so Stevenson would be an even better DFS play. Obviously, you're starting Stevenson. Do you like what do we have to find out about the Green Bay wide receiver? Like, where are you with the Green Bay wide receivers as Lazard and Watson are questionable?
Well, that's the thing. I just received a text from Jamie saying Lazard in question mark, and so I'm wondering if there was a report that Lazard is supposed to play. I have not seen that yet. If Lazard plays, he is a high-end number 3 wide receiver. If he doesn't play, Dobbs is a high-end number 3 wide receiver. If Lazard does play, I don't have much interest in Dobbs. If Lazard is out, Tonyan is my favorite DFS play at tight end and a top 5 tight end. If Lazard plays, Tonyan is a low-end top 12 tight end.
Chargers wide receivers.
Josh Palmer is a must-start number 2 wide receiver. DeAndre Carter is a boom-bust number 3 wide receiver. I am starting both in a multitude of leagues, and I'm playing both in DFS.
Okay, I thought Carter was questionable.
He is questionable. I thought he was trending towards playing.
Yeah, he's got an illness. So just keep an eye on DeAndre Carter. Any interest in a Rams running back or Chase Claypool or Kadarius Toney in their first games with new teams?
I would like to roster them. I do not want to start them.
All right, that's it for this episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5. If you have more questions, join us on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. For about an hour and a half, we're answering your questions. You can also watch CBS Sports HQ at 10 a.m. Eastern on the CBS Sports app on your on your Roku, your Apple Fire, your Apple TV, whatever you have, Amazon Fire, whatever it is. Watch CBS Sports HQ on the CBS Sports app. For Heath, I am Adam. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Good luck today. We'll talk to you tonight to recap the games.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.